relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, friends. In the last hour, I asked you a very simple question. Which side of the political divide is dehumanizing those Americans they disagree with? I played you some shocking audio from the likes of Cory Booker, Robert De Niro, Madonna, Eric Holder, President Obama himself. And now we have some breaking news, unbelievable breaking news. We have a Democrat representative called Castro, whose brother is running for the Democrat nomination to the presidency, who is doxing, who is revealing the names of those individuals and their employers who have donated to the Trump campaign, the re-election campaign. I can think of no one better to ask their opinion of that and everything else in the news today than my former White House colleague, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter. He is chief political commentator at the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and you can get his daily briefings at breakfastwithboris.com. Boris, we have been told since the shootings this weekend that we need to come together and stop being divisive, and that right. The right is the problem, and then Castro doxes donors?
Well, Joaquin Castro, and seemingly he did this because his brother Julian Castro is running for president, should be embarrassed, should be ashamed of himself. And actually, Gabby Orr, who is a reporter for Politico, just tweeted out, imagine if Brad Parscale did the same thing, the campaign manager for Donald Trump. Imagine if he did that and tweeted out and seemingly targeted the donors to the Warren campaign.
With their employers.
Terrible. It's terrible, and it just shows who Democrats are. You know, yesterday, Bobby Francis, Beto O'Rourke, and I'm going to say this, is trying to capitalize on the terrible shooting in El Paso to save his pathetic campaign. He's doing that. He tweeted out blaming the president for the shooting completely inexplicably, because I doubt that he was blaming Barack Obama for the shootings in Sandy Hook.
Well, for the 21 mass shootings under Obama's tenure.
I doubt Bobby Francis Beto was blaming Obama for those. So first he blames the president, President Donald Trump, wrongfully. And second says, we need to be united so the president shouldn't come to El Paso.
That's how we unite a nation.
That's how we unite a nation, by a guy who's barely registering the polls, talking about what it's like to be president. Well, someday, actually no day. He will never find out what it's like to be president, hopefully.
No.
And I think that's pretty safe money. But if you somehow woke up one morning and by some magic were president, he would know that you're president for everybody. And that's what President Donald Trump does. That's how he acts. And these pathetic Democrats are not doing the same thing. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Members of the media who are proliferating this divide should be ashamed of themselves.
Because this is,
it is disgusting. It's dangerous.
Right. So, Boris, this isn't just about a guy who's irrelevant, who's desperate to try and get back into the media blood flow. This isn't about one guy, Francis O'Rourke. This is the Democrats. They've been, the language we've seen for the last 3 days is literally Donald Trump is a white supremacist. This is laid at his door. And the remarkable thing is, it's as if only one shooting occurred
right.
at the weekend.
Right.
The Dayton, Ohio shooting
right.
in which the man, we have the Twitter here. We have the information. He was an Elizabeth Warren supporter. He was an environmentalist. He was left wing. It's as if those people never died, Boris.
Is anybody blaming Elizabeth Warren?
No, of course not.
And you know what? That's the right thing. To not blame somebody is the right thing.
Right.
But we have to have consistency. We can't have hypocrisy, and that's what we have from the left. It just, even for me, who has been around this game of politics for a long time
now. You've seen some dirty things.
I've seen some dirty things, some sad things. I am still discouraged and saddened. Of course, I'm horrified and crushed by the shootings. And I'm also discouraged and saddened by just how low these Democrats can stoop.
Look,
all for what? To win an election they know they're going to lose?
So look, Boris Epstein, you're a man of the people. You're an immigrant. You get out there. You talk to real Americans, people who are outside this self-licking ice cone of the elite that thinks they're so super cool in the Acela corridor. How does the average American react to what they're seeing in the last 3 days? I mean, they've got to think this is stomach turning. People are still in the ICUs. Two people have died as a result of their wounds, and people are trying to politically capitalize on this and blame the president.
The president is the politician who's handled this the best.
Yeah, his speech was
great. Yeah. The response on Twitter were great. He's been right on time, and he's going.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? Just like he did with Pittsburgh. The Tree of Life synagogue shooting, when the Soros group tried to organize Jews, and as a Jew, I was disgusted by it, to say the president's not welcome. Well, the rabbi of the synagogue...
We played the audio.
Was
it was
clear.
Touching
and
audio.
Also the rabbi in Ordway in San Diego was the same thing. The people want to see their president. They want to hear from their president. They don't want to hear from a dumpster fire of candidates who are absolute nobodies and are going to be at best footnotes in the annals of America. These are nobodies. Cory Booker is a nobody.
Right. But, okay, let's
Beto O'Rourke is a nobody. And you can tell I'm all fired up. With all due respect to these people, the things they say on Twitter about the president are not just about the president. They're about us.
But
about the supporters.
This is what I wanted to talk to you about. We can say they're irrelevant. This is a flash in the pan. Beta's going to. But what they're saying, Boris, is dangerous. Because somebody who has a crisis in their life, somebody who is not mentally stable, somebody who's looking for an excuse to be the next mass shooter or to get into the headlines, get into the newspapers, hears this. He's a white supremacist. If you voted for him, you're a white supremacist. He's an anti-Semite. He's a bigot. Those words, they have consequence. You can't just throw them out there.
It's completely responsible. You're totally right. And it's sad. These people, yes, in the long history of America, they're now going to be, I think, big, credible characters. But, you know, Cory Booker is a senator. Beto O'Rourke was a congressman.
Right.
These are elected officials. They have a responsibility. They have a responsibility to the American people, to their constituents, former and current, to at least act honestly. And they know Donald Trump's not a white supremacist. They know that.
Yeah.
But they're saying it just to try to get votes.
Leroy, how long is cut three? Can you hit it? This is what they're doing. Let's play this cut for Boris. Cut three.
You might hear someone in the Third Reich describe a given people based on their characteristic as an infestation or subhuman. But that's what the president of the United States is doing right now. We have a president who made his career politically on demonizing Mexicans, and now we're seeing reports that the shooter yesterday had his goal as killing as many Mexicans as possible. You don't have to use a lot of imagination to connect the dots here.
All of the evidence out there suggests that we have a president who is a racist, who is a xenophobe, who appeals and is trying to appeal to white nationalism.
We have a president of the United States who uses the microphone in a way that is about sowing hate and division in our country.
He is not only egging on white supremacy and white nationalism, but he is one himself.
I believe that the president is fostering hate in this country.
The manifesto that apparently this shooter wrote that says that Hispanics are taking over the state of Texas and changing the country, this echoes the kind of language that our president encourages.
Donald Trump is responsible for this.
That was Francis O'Rourke. He's responsible. This is language of the Third Reich. What do you say, Boris?
Craziness. Absolute craziness. And it's going to boomerang at these people. And that's why they are, most of them are struggling to register in the polls. And the ones who are, whoever comes out of that primary is going to get crushed by Donald J. Trump.
We are talking to Boris Epstein, following Boris EP, Chief Political Commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We'll be back brainstorming with Boris after this break.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
The number of migrants being intercepted at the border is soaring, with authorities detaining nearly twice as many in the first 5 months of this year. Policies put in place have not slowed this invasion. When will it stop, and at what cost to the taxpayers? The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017. A national poll is being conducted asking the American taxpayers the following question. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Let your voice be heard by the decision makers in Washington and your state. Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to vote. Our borders are at a breaking point, with U.S. taxpayers footing the bill. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to send your vote, view the national survey results, and current taxpayer costs. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com, mobilizing conservatives across the United States. Come on over is our phrase. Come on over is your passcode. Are you pro-family? Are you pro-border security? Do you believe in the Second Amendment, religious liberty? All those things are supported by Patriot Mobile and veterans, too. Remember that Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative cell phone company, and it is veteran-led. Every bill that you pay, a portion of it goes to protect and promote those causes in which you believe. Join thousands of members like me that switch from Big Mobile when they learn that their cell phone bill was supporting Planned Parenthood and Sanctuary Cities. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll save money and get the same super reliable nationwide service and feel good about supporting the right agenda. With unlimited plans as low as $25 per month, get a free month of service today. Visit PatriotMobile.com and use the promo code COMEONOVER. That's PatriotMobile.com, promo code COMEONOVER, and enjoy a free month of service on all new lines this week only.
How you feel in bed matters, whether you're awake or you're asleep. So make your bed the most comfortable place in your house with a fresh set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. You can't find sheets like this in a big box store because we're not there. These are $1,000 sheets for a couple $100 and the only sheets loved by three U.S. presidents. Not to mention, 97% of our customers surveyed said they sleep better on Boll & Branch sheets. You get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Thank you, Mr. Lotta. What a voice. Thank you, friends, for all your support for the Food for the Poor campaign yesterday. Please help us if you have lived a blessed life and wish to give back. Now is the time. There is a crisis in Latin America. There are children starving who have left Venezuela and are now trapped in Colombia. Food for the Poor staffer on the ground has sent us this message of just how dire the situation is.
It is people that are basically dying in Venezuela because of not only lack of nutrition, there is lack of health care. You know, they're dying because the hospitals and clinics in Venezuela don't have the resources to care for the patients. And many times they don't even have the medical personnel to do because medical personnel has also left Venezuela. It is urgent. It is an emergency. It's getting worse by the day.
Government-to-government aid is usually not the way to solve these things, but you can. Private citizens supporting food for the poor, sending food to these children is what you can do right now from your computer. Just go to sebgorka.com and click the Crisis in Latin America banner. $100 will provide meals for 2,500 children in need. $200, 5,000 meals. You can call Food for the Poor on 855-330-4673. That is 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, click on the Crisis in Latin America banner at the sebgorka.com website and help these children today. I thank you. They thank you. We are back with my friend Boris Epstein, former colleague from the Trump administration, chief political commentator at the Sinclair Broadcast Group. You can follow him at Boris EP on Twitter and also sign up for his daily briefings at breakfastwithboris.com. Boris, I have to ask you to react to a certain Democrat chairman from the Hill. His name is Nadler. You may have seen him before.
Who's that?
A little guy. Little guy. He looks like the penguin. I had this discussion with Chris Plant, my friend. He has used this analogy for the last month since I mentioned it over dinner. I said, hey, remember Burgess Meredith from Batman, the penguin? Doesn't Jerry Nadler remind you? And he has used the Batman penguin soundtrack ever since then. And I give it to Chris Plant. This is Jerry Nadler on Morning Joe talking about what he's going to be doing for the next 4 months on Capitol Hill. Cut five.
Well, the calendar is whatever it is. And we can't let the election calendar dictate. We'll have hearings in September and October, and we'll do it through the fall. And if we decide to report articles of impeachment, we could get to that in the late fall, perhaps, in the late latter part of the year.
Look, I'm going to advertise my number now because I want to know, what do Americans think of the fact that the Democrats are going forward with the impeachment? 833-334-6752. Boris, what do most Americans react when they hear Jerry Nadler say, yes, that's our calendar for the fall?
Well, first of all, I muted it cheering up, you know, after the first segment.
Does this help? Does Jerry help?
And Jerry always helps. First of all, let's be honest. You know, he cuts an interesting figure, as you said.
He does cut a fascinating shape.
So shape, you got Jerry, and then he's just like living in the clouds. You know Nancy Pelosi is going to smack him down, good for him that Nancy Pelosi was not next to him while he was doing the show. Remember, it's like whack-a-mole. Every time he pops up,
she probably would have just slapped him.
She slaps him down, you know. So he's just dreaming over there with his buddies and very few viewers on Morning Joe. You know, so just, you know, just the people on, you know, on the show or on the set are the ones who know what's going on. And I guess maybe it's, you know, somewhere on social media, the pathetic show. So Jane Adler, if he wants to run for with impeachment, God bless him. Just, Jerry, this is what you want to do. We all know. I remember Molly Hemingway told us, because she was on the train next to him when he he was talking about, this is what he wants to do. Let him do it. And you know what? It'll just increase the blowout by which the president will win the election.
But this is stunning. This is a man who's been on Capitol Hill for decades. And you think he'd know what works and doesn't work. And going ahead with something your speaker disagrees with vehemently. We've seen one vote already, thanks to Al Green, in which 147 Democrats voted against the articles of impeachment 3 weeks ago. What world does he live in?
Just a tiny little bubble, and maybe at some cocktail party that he, by some miracle, was invited to, they told him it was a good idea, and he likes it. So, again, if Chairman Adler thinks this is a good idea, he should absolutely move forward with it, because it's a huge winner for Republicans. And you know who knows that? Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi is shrewd. She knows politics. She's looking around the country. She's seeing the polling. And then this is a huge loser for Democrats and a huge winner for Republicans. Right. And if Nadler wants to do it, he should absolutely move ahead. And him and his partner in crime, Adam Schiff, with the tinfoil hat and the tentacles, they can throw those hats on and they go marching down the hall of Congress and have a blast.
Tweedledum, Tweedledee. In the last few minutes we have with you, let's get back to serious issues. The president is traveling down to the scenes of the tragedies in Dayton and El Paso. What is the most effective thing? If you spoke to the president in the next 24 hours, what is, given what the Democrats have done in the last 72 hours, what should the tone and what should the main message be of the president's remarks when he visits those scenes of those tragedies?
You know, this reminds me of when he went down to North Carolina last year after the hurricane. There was a kid and he came up to him and said, "Can I have a hug?"
Yes.
And there's a great video of this. And he said, "Mr. President, can I have a hug?" And the president just flung out his arms wide open and gave the kid a hug. And that was so nice. It was a touching moment. That's the Donald Trump that we know. That's the Donald Trump we know. That's the real Donald Trump. And I actually happened to see the president shortly thereafter. And I said to him, "Sir, this is who I know." And he said, "Yeah, that was a good one." You know, but he didn't do it for show.
No.
He didn't do it. He would do it with cameras on, cameras off. That's who he is.
Right.
So that kind of comforting of the people in need.
That authentic touch.
Exactly. The authentic is the key word. That's the word we always keep coming back to about this president, authentic. That authentic ability to relate to those who are suffering is what I'm sure we'll see tomorrow.
Is there something subtle that he could do to send a message to the Democrats to just stop it?
Just be himself. All you could do is be himself.
Yeah.
And comfort the people in the way he knows how. He's their president, and he's got a lot of people there who are looking to him in a moment of unimaginable horror. And he's going to do that, and he will do that absolutely notwithstanding anything that Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, any of them or anybody else, you know, who's out there criticizing him. He will do it notwithstanding whatever they have to say. He will provide comfort to those people. And he will tell them that the president of the United States and the American people are with them.
I just thought of one thing. We've only got a minute left. It's stunning that in the last 4 days, not one Democrat has said, "Stop it. Stop the division." Not one leading Democrat has said, "Guys, it's wrong. We can get back to politics in a week, in a month. Just stop it." Not one of them, Boris.
No, and that's my segment today. Bottom line with Boris, that'll be on Twitter here shortly, is pointing fingers will not prevent mass shootings. Right. Me and you could say that. The president will say that. When is that first-year-point Democrat going to stand up and say the same thing?
When is that Democrat going to say, "Stop using this to scapegoat people"? It's a great question. That's why we invite him every week to brainstorm. He's Boris Epstein. Follow him right now at BorisEP on Twitter and breakfastwithboris.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with your calls here on America First next.
Thank you. following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 877-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070 or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Milo Ventimiglia.
And I'm Amanda Seyfried.
Friday, meet the dog who will show the world how to be human. Set me free. Enzo is more than just a dog. He is an old soul.
He's a spiritual being.
I think audiences are going to pick up the importance of family, focusing on those things that are giving back to you in life.
The most emotional things are the things that stay with you and teach you you can get through anything.
Call it fate, call it luck. All I knew was I was meant to be their dog.
Set me free. The Art of Racing in the Rain. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters Friday.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Worried you're one of the millions whose identity may have been compromised in the recent breach? Be one of the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock now includes the power of Norton for more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect identity threats you may not be able to see by just monitoring your credit, like your personal information on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect against online threats, like emerging viruses and ransomware. Of course, if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton helps protect your identity and devices. It's not too late to get protection. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton. More detection. More protection.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Boris was on fire, as he usually is. He's great value for money. We don't pay him anything, but he's still great value for money. You know what's great value for money? The offer that Mike Lindell has provided to you through this show. You get two of his incredible MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. It's the only pillow. Doesn't lose its shape, stays cool, has a 10-year warranty. I sleep on them, and so does the president. Go to MyPillow.com, call 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, or go to MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code. You know what it is.
G-O-R-K-A. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget I will be on Fox Business tonight with Lou Dobbs, the one, the only Lou Dobbs, 7 o'clock tonight on Fox Business. And I have to note here, portions of America First Today are sponsored in part by Food for the Poor. We have some incredible guests coming up, Kurt Schlichter, Mark Stiles, but also your calls. And we have somebody who I think hasn't taken their relief factor today, maybe a little bit angry, but we shall see if he's counted to 10 since he called in. His name is Rick. He's in California, and he's on line 3. Welcome, Rick, to America First.
Hey, thanks a lot. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I also appreciate the spirit of unity that you're espousing, but, man, you are not practicing it, and you never do. Everything you guys and your guests talk about is how bad the Dems are, how great the conservatives are. And as far as the Democratic candidates, yeah, they've gone a little over the top in their rhetoric, but you can't doubt that Trump and his rhetoric is part of the equation.
I don't need to doubt it. I know exactly what his role is because I worked for him, and he doesn't have a racist molecule in his body. So this isn't a question of theorizing or opinions. I've met the man. I've worked for him before he was president.
I don't think he's an overt racist. I don't think so either. But the point is, he makes it easier for these racists to crawl out from under their rock.
How does he do that when every single time he's disavowed them? Every single time he has disavowed them.
Both sides, remember that one?
Yes, and I've played the full audio. Do you know what he actually said in that press conference, Rick? Do you know what he actually said?
Well, there's good people on both sides. That includes white Aryans.
No. You can't even get it right. The phrase is white supremacist, not white. Rick, you got to stop now because I get to respond. Rick, we can pot you down or we can turn you off.
You can do whatever the hell you
want. Well, we will then. Thank you, Rick. Bye-bye. This is the insanity. This man, Rick, is totally and utterly indoctrinated. We've played the audio. Dennis Prager has an incredible video with a CNN guest analyst, which goes through exactly what the president said after Charlottesville. And he said, we fully reject and denounce neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And then he says, when it comes to the issue of protests and demonstrations as to whether you should keep historic statues in the South or take them down, there are good people on either side. That is exactly what the president said. But of course, Rick either doesn't believe it or lies about it. Rick, which is it? Do you not believe it, or are you lying about what the president said after Charlottesville?
Oh, it's not just that one instance. It's ever since.
No. You raised it. You raised it, Rick. You don't get to change the subject, Rick. You raised it.
I'm not changing the subject.
Then you answer the question. Are you lying about what the president said in Charlottesville?
No, I'm not.
Or don't you know?
I listened to it 100 times.
No, you didn't.
You're lying.
There's no way you came on this show to say what you said if you've listened to it 100 times. You haven't listened to it once. You're a liar.
I listened to it many times.
Then what did he say? What was he referring to when he said good people on both sides? What did he say, Rick? Who were the good people on both sides, Rick? You tell us, because we'll play the audio, and we will make you look foolish. We will make you look foolish. Oh, he said that's the good people, the people who murdered somebody. We're going to make you look so foolish, Rick, because we will play the audio in the next segment. And then I don't need to pander. I play the audio, and I allow grown-ups to decide. But you're not one of them either. You have been indoctrinated, or you have no moral center. Thank you, Rick. You are the problem with What's With America. We have the truth, and you refuse to report the truth. You lie. You distort. You cast absolute aspersions on those who have done nothing wrong, and that is irresponsible. Thank you, Rick, for proving my point. Thank you very much. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. We are so very grateful to Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who have created this remarkable supplement that is wholly natural, zero pharmaceutical content, and it works as advertised. It relieves pain at the source because it attacks the inflammation. It is without side effect, totally natural. How do I know this? Because I take it. Every morning, every evening, those four little capsules have completely done away with my lower back pain. And that is the story of tens of thousands of you, our listeners. And it is why my fellow hosts here at Salem, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, are also completely behind this product. Just don't take our word for it. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back free of everyday aches and pains. Shouldn't you be the next success story? Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order your three-week quick starter pack now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. More liberals like Rick are welcome because you just prove my point. 833-334-6752 here on the Salem Radio Network.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Love it. I'll take it for life. When I go in and I get my all my checkups and everything and that, my numbers are just, you know, they're through the roof. Good. It works well.
It is the most wonderful product I think I've ever taken.
The success of using this product has just been wonderful. And it's so pleasant to take. It's so easy to use. There's just no downside to it. If a product like this is going to improve your life, then this is the best one out there.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. You will also receive an extra $10 off on any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This summer special will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. This has been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America, and no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play or be with their parents.
That is all the proof you need that so many people in this nation are lying to you, including Rick, our last caller, and most of the mainstream media. The president, after Charlottesville, totally, utterly denouncing the violence and the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis. But hey, that's only the truth, right? We are here on America First. I am your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, and we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., and grateful for the support of AMAC. If you care about your health care, if you're over the age of 50, for $16 a year, you can get all the benefits that accrue to anyone in this kind of organization. But your money will be spent to protect your health care and to fight the Medicare for All program that will take it away from you and nationalize health care in a way that means you will not be in control. Please go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824, GorkaForAMAC.com. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. Back to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Jim in California, line two. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian, for taking my call. I just want to say Nadler's been promising and promising and promising, and he's just full of hot air. And, you know, the best thing for the Republicans is if he files the impeachment and goes through with it.
Because? Explain.
Because the country will turn against them. I mean, there are those Democrats that support him. But most of the Republicans and most of the independents know that Trump is not has not, done nothing impeachable. The people that should be impeached need to have a grand jury investigation and go to jail.
Yep,
I think
you're right. I think if they go ahead, Jim, with impeachment, it will actually accrue to the benefit of the president. But again, what happens? It means Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill isn't doing anything for America, that they're stonewalling, they're putting a logjam. The Democrats, instead of all the promises they made, are focusing on one thing, stopping the president. But so, you know, the point will be made, but to the detriment of those who actually wished that Washington would support this president. Thank you for your call, Jim. Let's go to Steve, line one, Mesa, Arizona. Welcome to America First, Steve.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I just wanted to let you contemplate the voluminous number of firearms that are available in the American public right now. I have been associated with the firearms industry, and they do research to determine how much ammunition to make. And one of the other things they do is they go to every state and find out how many hunting permits are issued in each state.
Right.
Roughly, there's 70 million people that have firearms for the purpose of hunting.
So what does that lead you to conclude, Steve?
Well, these people that talk about being able to confiscate firearms, can you imagine they can't even get the traffic flowing on the freeway? And they're going to go out and tell people that they can collect 70 million firearms. You know what the return rate on the bump stock is?
I do not. I haven't actually looked that up. Are there some reliable figures on who actually handed in their bump stocks after they were banned? I'm curious.
It's about 5%.
I'm sure all the others were cut up and melted, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I can actually say that I stood by a fire and saw them go up in smoke. I'm just kidding. But the other indicator that there is that kind of volume of firearms is if you look at the sale of ammunition components,
right.
Primers and cases and all the stuff you need to reload. And if you, I happened to be a firearms dealer up until 2 years ago, and then I got the age, it was just not practical.
Well, look, I think the figures are out there. I think we have more than 300 weapons in private ownership, 300 million weapons in the United States.
Oh, easily, because I can tell you, my count, personally, my count is in three figures.
I hope you've got a good supply of gun safes. Yeah, well, we have a very interesting guest coming up next. Thank you, Steve, for calling, and thank you for your personal part in upholding the Second Amendment as a former FFL holder. Look, Kurt Schlichter has written a series of books about what happens when the civil order collapses. We will discuss that with Colonel K in the next hour. But at the end of the day, and I have some incredible audio to play you from the Democratic Socialists of America meeting last weekend. If there is a civil war, have a guess who'd win. Media Matters, are you transcribing? Are you scared yet? Are you jittering at the keyboard? Because they hate it when we talk about this stuff. But seriously, if you're scared of a gun because the fact it has a pistol grip or it's the wrong color, I'm not afraid of you, because I actually know which end the bullet comes out of, and I know the difference between a cartridge and a bullet and a clip and a magazine. You wouldn't know how to make it go bang. So seriously, thank you for that call. There is hyperbole, there is rhetoric, and there is reality. And as one Japanese admiral once said, we can never invade America because behind every blade of grass, there will be an American with a rifle. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And when you're dealing with enemies, political or otherwise, you've got to be the top of your game, which means you've got to eat right. Who loves to eat their vegetables? Very rare. Very rare, especially amongst men. Do what I do. Cheat. Stop pointing at yourself, Leroy. You're a vegetarian. That doesn't count. Dr. Douglas Howard has created Balance of Nature. It's a superb supplement. I take it. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is a massive fan who's been taking Balance of Nature for a long time, and he can tell you what to expect when you join us with Balance of Nature.
Well, one thing you're going to notice immediately with Balance of Nature is that you're not going to get sick as much. And you're going to find when you go to the office, everybody is sick all around you. They have a cold. And maybe you used to be the first person to catch that cold. You will not catch that cold anymore. I speak for myself when you take Balance of Nature.
Thank you, Joe. Improved immunity. That's one of the things. Less colds, less sicknesses. That's one of the advantages of Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, all new customers will receive an additional 30% off and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature, plus an extra $10 off any additional order. This summer special will, however, expire soon, so call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and use the code GORKA.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-384-9393. That's 800-384-9393. 800-384-9393.
We have a full call board, and we have the best calls. Let's go straight back. We have Joe in Sacramento, line two, who wants to talk about the crazy liberal Rick. What's your take, Joe?
I'll tell you what. Hello, Sebastian. Yeah, that guy, he is so typical of these loony leftists out here in California. Literally, you cannot reason or rationally discuss any of these issues.
You know, Joe, if he was here in the studio in the next segment, when I played the audio, he would still say that Donald Trump didn't say it, right?
Yeah, exactly. You could show him the video of Trump being asked
the transcript
and answering
everything,
him.
Right?
And the thing is, Sebastian, these people hate Trump.
Yes.
And then when they explain why, they're misinformed about the reasons why they hate him. And I've literally asked people, do you know anything about the investigative reporting that John Solomon's done, that Sarah Carter's done, that Tom Fitton?
They say, who, right? Who?
Exactly. They've never heard of him. They've never heard of them. And it's unbelievable.
Can I share this with you? So I have a very close relative by marriage. And we spend time together on, you know, holidays and stuff. And a few months ago, I raised an issue with Hillary's corruption. And this person's a Democrat. And she said, sorry, what did you say about uranium? I mean, just never heard of it. Because if you read the New York Times and CNN, you don't hear it. It's incredible.
Exactly. So that's
so how do you survive, Joe? You're in California. How do you survive?
You know, I'll tell you what. I just stick to my convictions.
Do people know you're a conservative?
Oh, sure. I'm a hunter. I fish. People know that I support Trump. I support our troops. Half the kids I grew up with were in the military. Police officers all over the place. Friends, relatives. I love my country.
Is it tough?
I've never been in the military. I've never been a policeman. But that doesn't mean. If you saw the back of my pickup, I've got stickers back there. It says, I love my country, and I do. I care about what's going on with
all right. Well, we need to make sure you get one more sticker. We need to make sure that you get the Resist This America First bumper sticker and a copy of my signed book, Why We Fight.
Awesome.
Joe, stay on the line because you are holding the line in California and Sacramento, and we want to show you a little bit of love by sending you a copy of my book. And well, let's send the guy a couple of bumper stickers. See if we can get a California bumper sticker riot going with Resist This. Told you. What did I say before I went to that call? The best callers. And he just proved it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Those 2 hours have flown by. Thank you, everybody. And we have next Kurt Schlichter, Colonel K in studio, and then former Marine, my buddy Mark Stiers, to explain to you, should you be worried about what China is doing here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios of the Salem Radio Network. Whatever you do, dear friends, don't touch that dial.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.